Welcome to the Sharedcare Scotland podcast. You're listening to a talk given as part of the Creative Break conference series recorded on the 16th of November 2011.
Good morning. I'm sorry that I can't be with you in person at today's conference, Creative Breaks. I was, however, pleased to accept Dawn's invitation to speak to you for several minutes through this video address. This gives me the opportunity to outline the Scottish Government's approach to the provision of short breaks in Scotland in partnership with others. It also allows me to encourage planners, providers and commissioners who are present today to provide good quality short breaks, delivering good outcomes. As Public Health Minister, who has responsibility with COSLA for the implementation of the Carers and Young Carers strategy, and as an MSP who holds weekly constituency surgeries, I hear a lot about the importance to carers of access to regular, personalised, flexible short breaks. This continues to be one of the most important ways that we can support carers and the people they care for. The recurring theme is that good quality short breaks will help carers to recharge their batteries so that they are refreshed and able to continue caring in a positive frame of mind. Carers want the breaks to benefit them and the person that they care for. I have recently seen at first hand two types of short breaks and heard from carers talking about another form of short breaks that they have benefited from. I was with over 500 young carers from across Scotland who thoroughly enjoyed themselves and had a break from caring at the Young Carers Festival in West Linton at the end of August. I also recently visited Lukey House in East Lothian, where I heard from carers of people with neurological conditions and from the people themselves about the benefit that they have from breaks together, supported by the staff within Lukey House. And I met carers at a launch event organised by the Glasgow Association of Mental Health, who produced a DVD and a booklet, which are training tools for workforce who care for people with mental health problems. The carers said that spending time producing these particular resources offered a period of respite for them. These are positive experiences which also show different approaches to, and indeed different interpretations of, short breaks. But I also hear other stories about people not having the breaks they need, or being offered one they don't like or can't take up, or being provided with a reduced level of respite. I'm quite clear that I would like to see a much more consistent approach to the provision of short breaks in Scotland. Now, this is a challenge, but together we have to rise to this particular challenge. Access to short breaks should never be seen as non-essential. The evidence is clear about the benefits and the savings to health and social care. Timely interventions maintain carers' capacity, reduce the need for paid service delivery to the cared for person and carers' health itself, reducing their own need for support. One of the challenges is knowing what is available now and achieving a coordinated, well-planned approach to the provision of short breaks and measuring success. One of the local improvement measures we've set for the reshaping care for older people change plans is to measure respite care for older people per 1,000 of the population. And this will give us a good insight into what progress we're making in this area. We will build on this for all caring situations. We need to work hard to capture what would not normally be thought of as a respite statistic. The Glasgow Association for Mental Health example of enjoying a break producing a DVD is a good example of this, and I've no doubt there are many more. There are various funding streams supporting short breaks, and I really do believe that there is a more positive impact that can be achieved from this. Local authorities invest in short breaks through the net revenue expenditure that the Scottish Government provides it with. The £2.82 million we allocated to local authorities in 2010-11 towards the provision of an extra 10,000 respite weeks is now in local authorities' baseline budgets. Our commitment with COSLA is to maintain an extra 10,000 respite weeks each year. Additionally, some of the £70 million change fund to improve outcomes for older people is supporting the provision of short breaks. And also through the carers' information strategies, many health boards are providing or funding short breaks from the £4.9 million we made available this year. There is funding support for short breaks from a variety of organisations, including Alzheimer's Scotland. The Big Lottery Fund will be investing £50 million in Scotland, about half of which will improve the lives of older people with dementia and their carers. Some of this might be available for short breaks. It's too soon to know exactly whether that will be the case. And of course, we are really pleased to have provided £1 million last year and £1 million this year to Shared Care Scotland, who developed with the other national carers organisations the Short Breaks Fund. It's working really well, and I know that about 100 voluntary sector projects are supporting over 6,000 carers and young carers to enjoy a break. I know that the breaks provided will have a beneficial impact. And although the funding was for only a 2-year period, I do hope that the learning exchanges and the profile given to this initiative will act as a real impetus and catalyst for change. It's in the public domain that there is some £2 million this year for short breaks for disabled children and their families, and I will launch this scheme very soon. Across all of these initiatives, and in relation to self-directed support too, we will work with partners to ensure that the funding is maximised and coordinated, and synergies are achieved and the outcomes are improved for carers. I have some more positive news. Subject to the Cabinet Secretary for Finance's draft budget being approved by the Scottish Parliament early in the new year, there will be a further £3 million for short breaks in 2012-2013 to be distributed to the voluntary sector and in the further 2 years that follow. I'd like this video input to be made as widely available to all who have an interest in short breaks. I want to convey this message to those who are not able to attend the conference here today, and we will arrange for that to be carried out. I hope you have a successful and stimulating and enjoyable day, and come away with some good ideas yourself about how to make further progress in this important area. For those of you who are carers, I do hope that you have a good experience of short breaks and will continue to do so. I'll now hand you over to Moira, who is with you in person, to talk in more detail about various aspects of implementing the carers and the young carers strategies, especially in relation to short breaks and also about the forthcoming Self-Directed Support Scotland Bill and the role that carers will have within this. Thank you.